Welcome to Plays That Change the Game on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. As always, we're joined by former Giants center Sean O'Hara as we break down three of the games that changed the game and gave the Giants their 24-17 win over the Washington Redskins. Play number one is in the second quarter. This is right after the Giants cut into that Redskin lead 14-7. The Redskins get the ball back. This is a second and long near their own end zone, and the Giants' run defense, which is good all day, steps up in one of these zone read scenarios.
Yeah, you know, you really have to give credit to Perry Fuel and this defensive coaching staff, because when you play a team like the Washington Redskins that have that option threat, you know, there's all about the keys, reading your keys, understanding it defensively, and they all do a great job on this play. The initial dive fake right here by the fullback, that's Kiwanuka's responsibility. And you can see here he closes down. I'll show you a different angle. But right here we see the closing speed of John Beeson. We've talked so much about how he has interjected so much life into this defense. And from the end zone, we actually get a great appreciation for why John Beeson is able to make this play. Watch Kiwanuka right here. All right, Trent Williams, the left tackle for the Redskins. His rule is release inside to the middle linebacker to block him. But Matthias Kiwanuka, he gets this jam on him right here. And by doing that, he knocks him off his path, and he's not allowed to block John Beeson now because he's been disrupted. So Kiwanuka not only takes away this dive play right here of the option, but also frees up John Beeson to make this great play right here for the defensive stop.
And Beeson's speed to me is unbelievable. He actually waits until he sees that Royster doesn't have the ball. Then he goes outside, and he still has the speed to shut down Robert Griffin III, who, by the way, wants no part of John Beeson on this play
no,
when he goes
absolutely
down.
No, absolutely not. RG3 is a smart man. John Beeson, he's very fast, and when he gets to you, he's very physical. So great job by John Beeson, reading his keys, and like you said, staying at home, understanding his gap integrity, and then as soon as he recognized that RG3 did, in fact, have the football, he accelerated and had the speed to make the play.
Overall, what was the key for the Giants to shut down Alfred Morris for the entirety of the game, which they really did from start to finish?
Well, I thought they've done a good job all year long of setting the perimeter. The defensive ends have done a good job. But then I think combined with John Beeson and his speed, his ability to recognize the plays, I think Anshel Roll has done a great job of coming up in run support and making big-time tackles.
And, Sean, for our next play, we're going to jump ahead to half number two. The Redskins have the lead 17-14 after that Giants turnover led to the Redskins' field goal. The Redskins had the ball back on their own 46-yard line when Justin Tuck's sackathon begins.
Yeah, Justin Tuck, I mean, you know, for defensive linemen, they're always complaining about, man, I beat my offensive lineman, and the quarterback was able to get rid of the football. So Justin Tuck beats his offensive lineman and is actually able to complete the sack. A big game for him. Getting to the quarterback frequently in the second half, you know, it's crazy because the Giants didn't have a sack in the first half. All of their sacks, all five of them, came in the second half. Here we see Justin Tuck. I mean, this is, you know, I give a lot of credit to Perry Fuel because this is where I think Justin Tuck is extremely dangerous. You move, take a defensive end, you move him down to what we call the three technique over the guard right here, and you could just see that he's just too fast for the guard, Chester here. Getting the edge right here, you'll see it better from the end zone. Great job of him getting the edge, and after you beat the guard, it's all about flipping your hips and being able to run that circle. The defensive linemen, they practice that every day in practice, running the rim. But right here, you see the outside hand swipe. You see Demontre Moore over here working against Trent Williams. Kiwanuka, he's covering the back over here. But Justin Tuck, great job of finishing the play. And, you know, RG3, I mean, a lot of people talk about how athletic he is as a quarterback. And one of the reasons why this sack is available for Justin Tuck is RG3 doesn't do a very good job of stepping up right here. You're already in shotgun, and really, once you plant your back foot, you have to climb the pocket a little bit, step up. Justin Tuck, that's a big play for him right there, and you know he's going to give us his little bow. We saw that a lot in this game, which was really nice to see for Giants fans.
And for our next play, Sean, it's the same score, 17-14 Redskins. This is the second play of the fourth quarter after that long completion to Cruz that got the Giants down to the one-yard line. And, Sean, we've talked about it all year long. The Giants' red zone offense has cost them time and time again this year.
Yeah.
But this time, from the one-yard line, Andre Brown gets the job done with some extra effort.
John, it's huge. It's such a big difference to get a touchdown rather than a field goal. And on this instance, you know, as you mentioned, for Andre Brown, it was really a great effort by him because, as we can see here, the Giants have an extra offensive lineman in here in Mosley, the tight end, number 67, off to the right. And that is necessitated because Kevin Booth had to move over to center. James Brewer is playing left guard. Normally, Brewer would be the extra O-lineman. With Jim Cordell going on IR, that's not the case. But you see here, the Giants just run a basic zone scheme to the right. Bear Pasco in motion, blocking up here. John Connor does a good job on D'Angelo Hall. And then you see the great effort by Andre Brown. I mean, he takes on London Fletcher right here, one-on-one. Lenna Fletcher's been doing it a long time, and great awareness by Andre Brown to reach out and stretch that ball across the end zone. From a different angle here, you see a couple things I'm going to point out. Number one, I just mentioned his name, Brandon Mosley. He hasn't played a lot of football. You could tell on this play right here, he steps with the wrong foot. He and Justin Pugh actually collide. Justin Pugh, the rookie, is going the right way. Mosley, not so much. Mosley should be reaching Ryan Kerrigan right here and working with Bear Pascoe up to the next level. Then on the backside, James Brewer is having a hard time right here. This is Barry Cofield. I have to point out, Barry Cofield gets a great jump on this play because he knows the snap counts. Practicing against it for the 5 years he was here with the New York Giants helped him out. But this effort by Andre Brown right here, spinning, fighting, getting in the end zone, that was a huge play. And you can see Dave Deal celebrating as he should, because that's big to be able to punch the ball in down on the goal line.
Sean, a big win for the Giants. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sean.
And that's all the time we have for Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. For Sean O'Hara, I'm John Schmelk. Enjoy your week. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com.